Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, imagine that you're going deep down in a lift. Take a second deep breath in. And as you exhale, go even deeper and deeper and deeper in the lift. Take a third breath in. And exhale and go, continue in your journeys deep, deep, deep down. Now open the door of the lift and you are going to be in a place that you know very, very well. This is a place where all the different yous live. Yeah. The little you, 2 years old, saying no, very sure of herself. The teenager, rebellious teenager. The baby who's hungry and sleepy. All the different yous, the angry one, the happy one, the desperate one, the empowered one, all the different emotions, all the different ages live there in that place. And you can feel them all, and you can see them all. They are angry at each other. They love each other. They have incredible interactions. They are much more than just two, a little mini angel, a mini demon. But they are different colors of the rainbow. Different levels of anger, different levels of frustration, different levels of love. You can see yourself with all the hairstyles of your life, with all the clothes. You can see yourself speaking all these incredible thoughts that you had in the past. You can also see the you of today, the you of, let's say, the street, the corporate world, entrepreneurial world, knowing everything that you know. And the vulnerable one, the one just for you. The one that is just in private. The one who's in love. The one that was betrayed. The one that's loved. You can see all these different women. You can see the passion on all of them. No matter if they are babies or old ones. You see them all and you love them all. And now you're starting to realize that you are not any of them. You're observing them. And as you observe them, you are loving them. And you sit down in that house that you know so well. And they start coming to you. The baby is in your arms. And the toddler starts crawling to you, the teenager, everybody comes to you Everybody feels attracted to you, no matter their feelings. All of the feelings are welcome. No matter what, all the feelings are welcome. No matter the thoughts, all the thoughts are welcome. They don't argue anymore with each other. They embrace each other. They embrace each other, they embrace you. You embrace them. It is such a powerful moment of love, of all the different women that live within you. It's a moment of peace, a moment of calm. A moment of power. And you can feel how all of them become integrated with each other and with you. And it's somehow magical. That they continue being, and at the same time, they have become much more. The passion of the teenager, enlivens the fears and the anxieties of the middle-aged woman. The wisdom of the middle-aged woman calms down the baby. All of them hold each other, becoming a beautiful, powerful paradox called you. Imagine a mosaic full of color, full of harmony, that is you, in which there is nothing in excess. There is nothing unwanted. There is no experience that you ever had that was unnecessary. Everything is integrated here as another wonderful version of you. There is no need to forget. There is no need to let go of, because everything is welcome. We don't say no or reject any part of you. All is welcome. Grieving, inadequacies, labels, they are welcome as blessings. All of them are blessings. All what happened to you are blessings for you, are parts of your journey that make you the beautiful woman who you are right now, with all these combinations of tones, of emotions and thoughts. The sum of all those experiences, of those beliefs, there is nothing to be dispensed with. Then you can feel the peace of the acceptance, the appreciation, and the gratitude for every single part of you. And as the peace and appreciation and gratitude is growing, you see it even more straight. It's like your back has become duller. Like if your beautiful body has become a mountain. A powerful mountain. Powerful representation of Mother Earth. You're that mountain with rivers, goats, butterflies, maybe even villages. You're holding life. You're holding life. You're powerful. You're patient. You set the scene for everything to be. Without this holding the space, nothing is. With that presence, with that power, fear, anxiety, or just a pebble or a drop of water, they can be. Because the dominant identity is the mountain. When a thought of fear, of anxiety comes back to visit you, you can hug it and say, I hear you. Let it be, recognize it, include it. Allow it to build you even more as a mountain. More as that eternal power of the feminine. This big power that stands on top of any evil. This big power of cycles. Beginnings and ends without any fear, because we know that it's just a beginning and an end and a beginning. There is no fear because we understand the cycles. And as we understand the cycles, we stand up tall as mountains. Helping and allow anybody who sees us to be at peace. Feel yourself as that mountain. With your head being the top of the mountain. And the shoulders, those plateaus in the mountain. With the different crevices, caverns, irregularities of the mountain. And feel that perfection. You feel that peace, that grounding. As you ground, you remember your power, the source of your power. going to the center of your mountain, deep in the ground. It's the power of Mother Earth. And you can feel it warm, ancestral, eternal. And you can feel it on top of the mountain, going up, up into Father Sky, eternal, with an immense connection to the stars, where there is also so much love for you. And you are connecting these two wonderful powers, the feminine, the being, the patience, the masculine, the daring, the father, the action. And you feel at peace with that balance, the balance of movement of being this mountain. And as you feel yourself as a mountain, observe the thoughts that may pass. Thoughts may pass as instructions, as inspiration for what you may need to do, what you may need to release. Pay attention to the instructions that you might get right now. Now is a good time to be grateful. To be grateful to the mountain, to the heavens, to the depths of the earth, to the oneness. And come back to this beautiful room and beautiful body of yours. So you take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, you go up with your lift, and you feel a little bit more of your beautiful body on your chair. Take another second breath in, and as you exhale, become even more aware of your body, how much healthier, in harmony, and empower you feel. Take a third and last breath in. And feel completely back on your chair, back in your room, in your body. Now is a very good time to journal what was revealed to you. What must you let go of? What must you forgive? What are you opening yourself to? What kind of actions you need to take? Remember that the feeling of the mountain is at the tip of your fingers. You can come back to this feeling anytime with just one breath. Be the mountain. Have a wonderful day.